you guys capitalized on, you know, Phillip Rivers, who's more of a risk taker, and you guys are facing Alex Smith, who I guess people consider more of a game manager in short throws. How different will that be?
Alex, having been around Alex for a long time, he's a great, he's even a better person than a football player. He does a good job of throwing the ball where the coaches want him to and taking what the defense gives him. So we need to make sure that we challenge in coverage, that we're tight when we're supposed to be tight, that we control the pocket how we want to, because he does a great job of pulling the ball and feeling the pocket and taking off. So those things are a little different playing this week versus last week. Different type of quarterback. He'll get out of the pocket more. He can run. He can make throws when he's on the run. And so we'll vary our looks accordingly.
You have 315 passing yards in the second half. Is that just a case of, you know, hey, we'll give you the middle of the field. We're protecting a lead. We're fine with that. Or could you have tightened that up some?
We need to execute in all situations. Now, you know, one of the favorite things in the media forever is prevent defense. There wasn't any of that going. You know, we need to execute our pressures well. It was 24-3, so we play top down anyway. That's our rules, regardless of what the coverage is, regardless of whether we're bringing 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. We won't bring them all. Probably stop at 8. Guys, we want top down coverage. That's our job. Now we got to understand where the leverage is and our communication. What happened a little bit? We had a couple communication things that need to be cleaner. Those have been addressed. The guys know it. And you can't miss communication against Phillip Rivers. He will find it. And when it was 24-3, there was a 51-yarder. Those are unacceptable. That was a communication error. Can't happen. Been corrected. We're ready to go. So that's more of what it was. Mm-hmm. We rushed different numbers of guys on almost every play in that game. Sometimes three and the first third down. We hadn't rushed three on the first third down of a game before. We rushed three, and he threw the ball up, and we made a play. So we'll continue to vary our looks. That's what we do.
Why is prevent defense such a dirty word in coaching circles?
Because prevent means you took your foot off the gas. We don't take our foot off the gas. We play. That's what we do. Our job is to, regardless of what's going on, tackle the guy with the ball, get the guy on the ground, play top-down coverage, play on a correct leverage, swarm, and get the ball out. You're starting to see those things happen. And it's because of the way the guys have worked and what we emphasize together, coaches and players together, our emphasis, second guy in, pull at the ball. Well, we second guy in, third guy in, hit the ball, and then you know who picked it up and dove into the end zone. And that was good. And we need to continue to do that. We're doing a nice job of ball searching and swarming. Now, there's some times where we could tackle better. And that was what else happened in that second half, would be knowing where our help is when we tackle is a big deal too. We've drilled these things from day one, and that's what we need to do as a defense. We need to continue to make those things happen. And like we said in here last week, it is contagious, and it does come in bunches. And once you have it, you got to continue to stress it and feel it, and because that feels good as a defense when you are just pulling at the ball and they know that that's what you do. So we need to continue to make that happen.
Coach, in two games last year, you shut down Jamaal Charles, and he's off to another great start with Kansas City. It seems like the offense runs through him, both running and receiving. What do you have to do to stop him?
He's a great player. He's very explosive. He can go to the house, whether he's running the direct stretch cut run that they're running or putting his foot in the ground going out the backside. So your defense has to be good both on the front, middle, and back of the play. We were able to do that at times a year ago, new year, okay? Every game's its own deal. And so we need to be that consistent where we fit in our defense. Front side, backside integrity, knock back, staying on our feet on the inside of the defense, using our hands, same things we talk about all the time. You got to get your hands. You got to get extension. You cannot, holding's legal in the NFL, okay? You can't let them hold you. You got to get off of blocks and make sure he stays where we want him to stay, which is obviously a lot harder, easier to say and harder to do. So that's where we need to go with this, not only him, but all their backs and their quarterback. They're good runners, good runners.
Do you want him to stay in the middle of the field? Ideally, you talk about having him go where you want him to go, does that mean the middle of the field, or does that mean on each play that, well, you want him to funnel back to?
Where, knowing where our help is, there's certain stunts or pressures designed so that he may bounce out to a forced player, and that forced player needs to force the ball. So it's not as much as just, well, there's this edge over here, and we're going to keep that all the time. Well, most of the time we're going to keep that edge, but then all of a sudden we might bring that guy underneath and then force the ball to go, and then we got to understand when we do bring that guy underneath, that next guy's got to do his job. So you can – we'll vary the looks enough to where hopefully they don't know every time where we are. Okay.
With the 49ers long enough that you saw Alex Smith at times when things weren't going so good for him. But what did you see about the way he carried himself, comported himself during that time, and what enabled him to come out of it? And besides having better teammates, of course.
Well, number one, we drafted him when he was a very young man. He is a great person, and he handled himself professionally. And I was there a lot of part of his growing up process, and I can't say enough about the young man. He is a great young man, and he's overcome a lot of stuff. And, you know, so you're proud of him for that. So we're looking forward for the opportunity to play him because he's done some good things. This is a great opportunity to see how we do against a guy who makes good decisions. So let's see if we can be disciplined and, of course, use our hands and shut down the run and then be disciplined enough to be in the right spots when he does try to throw, which they do a lot early in games. And this system and coach have thrown a lot early in games throughout his career. So try to get their quarterback warm and completions and those things.
You got there was extra wide receivers out there enough against San Diego that DJ played like 68 snaps, got the interception. How much growth did you see playing that volume of plays and that, you know, during that much of a game?
I say it a lot, and I know that up here every week, but the kid, he learns all the time. DJ needs to consistently challenge. He is a great athlete, and when he sets his mind, he can really do anything. Obviously, already what he's already overcome in his life, he needs to just challenge. Just keep challenging, understand where your help is, listen to the guys helping to make his calls, and be on the correct leverage. When you're supposed to be outside. When you're supposed to be inside. We've seen what's nice about him is when things happen to him the week before, he learns, and that same thing doesn't get him. But as you're learning how to play this game, these offenses are pretty good. So they're going to show you a couple new things every week. And as long as he can continue to lock in on the new things and keep his leverage correctly and challenge, play physical and challenge, he'll keep growing, and he did. He made a heck of a play, and you heard the quote from the quarterback. He said, I had the rest of the defense where I wanted, and then the kid made a great play. He did. He really did. That was a great play. And we hope he can build on that momentum because that was a big football play. And you saw all the guys go get him right away. That's how much they like him and how well we're starting to celebrate and do things as a team. They're coming together, and they feel it.
With what Nick and Kevin did last week, the high amount of tackles and making just plays in general, how much of that was just the matchup against the Chargers, and how much of it is them just really finally settling into the defense and being comfortable with what they're – supposed to be doing, I guess.
I wouldn't say it as finally settling in. Both those two guys have done a great job of learning the scheme and giving themselves to the scheme and working together. I think what they both did very well in that game is they used their hands. They got off of blocks. They did not stay blocked the whole game. And Kevin, that was the best he's done since he's been here. That he's done this throughout his career. He's a very good player. He's very smart. And he did that very well and, of course, found the ball. And Nick did that well, too. And that's what you have to do as a linebacker. Your job is to finish it down unblocked and communicate with the rest of the defense. Both of those two performed at a high level during that football game. And that's why we liked them so much. And that's why we're glad they're here.
It's like you and Kevin had a nice little exchange in the middle of the game there.
We were discussing a play. We do that. He's good. He's very thoughtful of what's going on and what's happening to him. And like I said, we're glad he's here. And when those two play like that, if they can continue to use their hands that well and work with each other to cover things, that's some good linebacker play. That's what we need.
Regarding DJ, how important is it for him to get the confidence back as well to perfect, or not even perfect, but work more on that bump and run in those first 5 yards? To alter receivers rather than just play the coverage?
It, with a corner with ability, it's a lot of just trusting in yourself and just challenging and just feeling what they're doing and just continuing to work that technique. He's been good at times, and then there's other things he's learned. Again, same thing. As long as he learns from what's happening and challenges, just compete. Get up there and use that great ability. Move your feet. Get your hands on guys and see what happens. And when he's done that, he's played pretty well. And when he hasn't, he's learned from it. So if he continues to do that, he's going to be just fine. And that's where we want to see him to go. As long as you're, and this is for any position or anything you're doing, football, life, whatever, be totally engaged. Do what you're supposed to do, and the learning accelerates. If you're thinking about something other than what you're supposed to think about, well, then chances are you're going to lose. But you're also losing that learning moment. And that's the stay in the moment, like that Phil Jackson says all the time, one that I listen to. You know, when he blows his whistle and Kobe and them all turn around. Well, he's getting them to stay in the moment. And that's what you got to do. Okay, here it is. I'm in this coverage. Okay, I'm going to challenge you. All right. I got you, Paul. Here we go. All right. That's the mindset that has to continue. And that's what the great cover guys have. Come on. It's you and I. I like it like this. Let's go.